as Brother Bob is praying for the protection of the Lord, that's something that I guess never should be taken for granted. That we are under His blood, that He is everything to us all, and He is in all, and all that we need that pertains to life and godliness is found in Him. And some of the rather mundane, practical things that we just take for granted, we shouldn't. And I'm thinking in particular now when it comes to camp, just the supply of the staff need, or the supply of whatever need there may be. Brother Tom alluded to wisdom that God gives in just figuring out practical situations. I would imagine that must happen in the kitchen with the cook, and when there's not enough food, and how much water can you really put in this stuff to still make it palatable? Or there's got to be, you know, there's got to be an answer to some of these things. And and the Lord helps. He really does.
Right.
And when Brother Bob prayed, I thought just before I came to camp, I had someone told me about a situation in a camp not far from here, where one of the staff members drowned, and a guy from New York City just swimming out in the lake, beautiful lake, Christian camp, and all the rest, and that terrible thing happened. And that can happen. I mean, it does happen. You think, well, you know, who could get hurt? What are the chances? Well, they're probably not that great, but I don't think it's well that we take for granted that God's hand is stretched out over the lakeside, and the boys, especially boys, you know, they can be a little adventurous sometimes, and do things a little outlandish, but that the Lord will just watch over and protect. And so in every way, and in your life, in my life, in the daily comings and goings, just to be protected and covered by the blood. And He wants to, as the song says, he wants to be everything to us in the spiritual realm and sense, and in the natural and the physical. He wants to be everything to us. When you get tired during the course of these 2 weeks, or even guests, as you're here and it's long and you're tired and you're weary, and the Lord can give you strength. As your day, so shall your strength be, not only spiritually but physically, that He might be everything to us. And so may God indeed answer those prayers that were prayed on behalf of camp, and that will continue to be prayed. I sometimes think it's probably been a bigger loss than maybe we imagine, that Sister Inez has gone home to be with the Lord, and Sister Greetly has gone home to be with the Lord, and I mean, I could go back and back from there, but just in my recent past, or our recent past, to think of those who prayed, and who prayed, and who prayed protection on these grounds, who prayed the covering of the blood of Jesus on these grounds, and upon those who come and go and travel, and those prayers are missed, and those prayers need to be filled in by others. And so may we take up the cudgel, and may we be the ones to petition and ask of Him, and then believe that He will answer. And He does, and He has been kind and gracious, I know, to Pilgrim Camp, and to every one of us maybe in our lives. I was Wednesday before I came, that was, well, 2 Wednesdays ago, I was in church and in the meeting, and all of a sudden I got a text message. You're not supposed to do that, you know, and I thought, and my phone wasn't in my pocket, it was in the pulpit, but I heard it go zzz, zzz. And so we sang a song, and I looked at it, and it was from somebody who was supposed to be in the meeting. He wasn't in church yet, he's outside, and it said, the text said, A tree limb just fell on your car. I said, oh, that's good news. I'm glad to hear that. What am I supposed to do now? It's 7:45. Here I am. I'm not going out by my... But different ones then, I noticed different ones leaving. They were looking for my keys. Finally, they got my keys. They went out to... And then one of the men, when they were taking the offering, who had gone outside to look, I have a new car. fairly new car, and you know, and I just could see, and it's not the end of the world, it's a car, but I could see my, you know, my hood pressed in, you know what happens when it, and so I looked at him, and he came over to me, and he said, "You are so fortunate. You are so fortunate." That's all he said. I don't know why I was so fortunate. And afterwards, I found out why. They'd moved my car out of the way, and they pulled it. And it was a huge limb. I mean, it could have killed somebody if somebody was standing under it. And it could have crushed my car pretty well if it had landed on my car. But there's a no parking sign right there. And the tree got caught on the no parking sign and pushed the sign down a little bit, but the bolt, the heavy part of the tree, landed about 6 inches from the hood of my car. And when they told me about it afterwards, I said, I have a testimony now. And I meant that, you know, I wasn't really serious about that, but then I thought of it afterwards, and I thought, no, I do. You know, the Lord does things like that. And you could say, you know, like he said, "You're so lucky." Well, maybe I'm lucky. I don't know. I've never been lucky in my life, so I don't think I started then. But the Lord watches over. He protects. Now, it's not a big deal. It's an incidental thing. It's so what? If it happened, it happened. Insurance will cover it, and you'll get your car back. Yes, I know. But I'm thankful for those little things that we maybe take for granted. But we can acknowledge his watch care and his protection over us and in everything, in all of our ways. And he does things like that. And I know many of you, I'm sure, have experienced, and I have over my life experienced many times when looking back, you just have to say, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you were there when I was stopped at 102nd Street and Liberty Avenue. I had a learner's permit." That's a long time ago now. I'm still learning to drive. Some people think I haven't mastered it, not nearly, but I'm trying. And I had my learner's permit, and I was on my way to buy milk with my dad in the car, and the light turned green, and I stepped on the gas of that 1965 Ford Fairlane, and I stepped on the gas, and the engine went vroom. But my car did not go. That car did not go. It was my sister's car. It didn't move. It didn't go anyplace. And a second or two later, a guy ran the red light going down 102nd Street. And had my car gone, I probably would have gotten creamed then. And I don't know what made it. Were there two angels standing? Well, probably only take one. But was there an angel holding it back? Did God just stay that thing? I believe those things happen. I believe that he can do those things. And looking back, you know, I have no explanation. I'm not a mechanic, but I don't understand why when you step on the gas and the engine revs, but the car doesn't go, and then a second or two later, maybe it was bad gas and hesitation. I don't think so, though. The Lord does take care of us. And so we could expect that, and we can ask him to again keep his hands spread over. It was prayed yesterday by someone someplace. Oh, Brother Bob prayed that the nurse, although we're thankful that the camp has a nurse, he prayed that she be unemployed in the next couple of weeks. And I don't have that much faith. I believe that she'll probably get a kid that fell and skinned his knee. I hope she does. Because when that happens, it shows to me that the guys are having a good time. If they don't get hurt or don't, then they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Because boys, that happens. And I expect that will. But Lord, just keep your hand over these kids from serious injury or harm or danger. And spread your protection over and be everything, all. Be all to all of us, the little homesick cottagers, which it happens. But Lord, comfort them and be there for them. Be everything in every way to everyone, every one of us. And as we expect that and have faith for that, it opens up the door for God to be able to do that. And so may we believe him for it. And may we expect today that in every way, in every situation and circumstance. Lord, you're all and you're in all.